Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. I spent some time this week speaking to our youth about burdens. Burdens are those things that we carry around with us throughout our lives that they bog us down. They're things we've picked up along the way. They're hurtful words. They're ungodly habits, negative ideas and thoughts, things like that. There are things that the enemy is desperate to get into our hands because he knows that when our hands are full of burdens, they can't be filled with blessings. So God tells us two things we need to know about burdens. First, our burdens are supposed to be given to Jesus. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus tells us, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest." Our burdens belong in his hands, not ours. Two verses later, Jesus even tells us, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We were never meant to carry our burdens around with us. And when the enemy tries to put one in our hands, we're encouraged to either reject the burden or immediately give it to Jesus. But secondly, he tells us that we're to help others with their burdens. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, Paul tells us this. He says, "Share each other's burdens." Now, isn't that interesting? On one hand, Jesus tells us to bring our burdens to him. He obviously doesn't want us walking around with them. But then through Paul, he tells us to share someone else's burden. That's kind of odd, isn't it? I mean, why would God tell us to give our burdens to him and then tell us to carry one another's? I think the answer is in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, the B part of it, the second part of that verse, "And in this way, obey the law of Christ." Now, what is the law of Christ? Honestly, it's really kind of a mystery. Paul never really explains what it is, but there are a lot of scholars that have theorized what it is, and a lot of people say, well, it's love, and that's really a pretty good guess. I mean, we should share their burdens because we love them, but then how do we deal with the burden? I love how Matthew Henry says it in his commentary. He says, "The law of Christ is to act agreeably to Christ's pattern and example." So then do what Jesus would do. I think I need to start a new bracelet. Instead of WWJD, we need to be DWJWD. It may be a little too late for that. But let's answer the question, what did Jesus do? Well, Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6, tell us exactly what he did. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Jesus opened his hands, not for a blessing, but for your burden. And he took that burden, all of our burdens, and he carried them to a single place, the cross. And that's where he left them. And Jesus wants us to give him our burdens so he can leave them at the cross. And the reason he asks us to share each other's burden isn't because he wants to load you down, but because Jesus wants us to carry each other's burden to the same place he carried ours, the cross. No more, no less. I don't know where you are in life, and I don't really know how heavy your burdens are right now. You may be free as a bird, or you may be as overwhelmed as you can possibly get. But friend, you need to know that your burden was never meant to be carried. It was meant to be dropped at the cross. And Jesus is waiting for you to let go of everything you picked up along the way. The hurts and the pain and the bondage and the disappointments and the shame, all of it. He wants you to open your hands so that you can let go of the burden and embrace his blessing. He wants you to trade your burden for his. God, he's a good God, and he wants you to carry his yoke, his purpose for your life, not your burden. Can I be honest, though? You can't give to Jesus what you won't let go of. And you can't share a burden that you aren't willing to tell. So if you're going to be free, you're going to have to let go. And if you're going to have any help in carrying this burden to the cross, you're going to have to tell somebody about it. Find someone that loves you and loves God and share your burden. Godly people restore people. That's what Galatians 6 tells us. They don't shame them. They don't berate them. They restore them in love. It is seriously my hope that you find freedom today in letting go of your burden. And I know that can be difficult, and letting go requires you to look at what you're holding. Man, that can be painful, especially if what's in your hands is picked up in these terrible moments in our lives. But God is faithful, and Jesus is waiting. And it can start with a very simple prayer. Jesus, my burden is heavy, but I give it to you. I give you my yoke, and I receive yours. Say that every day. Say it until your hands are free, and then just wait, because your life is going to change. Come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He is good, and he will do it. Just let go.